Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
FM 104's Select Irish, and here to talk about his debut solo single is Alfie Hudson-Taylor. Hello.
Hello, Louise, and hello to everyone listening.
How does it feel to be releasing as a solo artist?
Heads the long M. I don't have many words for it, to be honest. It's such a new feeling for me. I've been in a band with my brother for the last kind of 12 years. So to now be kind of doing things on my own, making decisions on my own and releasing things on my own is just, it's added a certain amount of pressure, but it's also very sort of freeing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a nice challenge. It's a nice challenge for me.
What does release day look like for you? Do you celebrate it?
I do. I was very giddy jumping about the house. it's like for any artist releasing music, there's a lot that goes into it, like months and months of planning and preparing and creating like lots of stuff for social media. That's obviously very important now for artists. So release day for me at first was making sure everything, you know, goes up online and you're talking about the single. And then after that, yes, I did celebrate. I had a little beer and yeah, also I was in Dublin for the first time in a while and playing at the Ruby Sessions. So it was a real celebration. I had loads of friends down and that was like my first ever solo performance. So yes, it was a very, very busy day for me. And it's taken a couple of days just to kind of come down from it all and, yeah, realise the kind of gravity of what happened last week for me.
And the Ruby Sessions is a great way to, I suppose, start off that solo tour as well.
It really is. There really is no better audience. I've been going to the Ruby Sessions for 11 years. And yeah, I don't know if you haven't been before. There's like, you know, 120, 150 people who come down every week. It almost sells out every week, I think, regardless of who's playing. And everybody is encouraged to be really quiet when you play. So every artist has a lovely experience of playing to people who are fully engaged. And I was really lucky. I got to kind of have that experience myself. So that meant playing new songs. You know, people really listen, even though they don't know the songs. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just a really unique gig. And I'm so grateful to have played that and to have launched my, you know, career essentially at the Ruby Sessions. It meant a lot for me.
And Being in Love is the new single. How long has that been in the making for you?
So the last couple of months. In the last few years, I actually quit music. I stopped doing it for a living because of a number of reasons. In the last couple of months, my situation changed and I was suddenly able to sort of release music again. So that's definitely sparked my head to go, oh, I must release something. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Being in Love is exactly how I'm feeling right now. And it was the one that kind of I thought was the best kind of one to put forward. So that was maybe 2-3 months ago from the idea. Then I recorded it, then you have to get it all mixed and mastered, and then, you know, I've made a music video for it. So it's been a few months in the making.
It's
and I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, finding the joy in it again, I'd imagine.
This is it. Yeah. Mm. And just finding a joy I never knew existed, which is like an idea that was fully me. Mm-hmm. And seeing that through to release, and then now from release to, you know, putting it out there in the world, putting myself out there in the world, that's something that's very new to me, only in the last kind of 4 or 5. I know I have via my band put myself out there, but it's very different to doing something fully on your own, I've now realised.
You also started a podcast, How to Break an Artist. Was it difficult starting that initially?
Oh, that was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. As you know, presenting on radio, talking on radio, it sounds easy, but it really is not easy. And yeah, I mean, that's been something 2 years, 3 years in the works. It kind of came about because when I was in my band, Hudson Taylor, we obviously had a very, from the outside, it would look like a very successful career, but the music industry has like fundamentally shifted in the last kind of 10 years, which means there's not actually a lot of money going to artists. And if you have a very high investment into your project, it's very unlikely you'll make that back. So I ended up having a number one album with my band and actually having minus €80 to my name.
Wow.
And that was obviously, I had very mixed emotions because I had my dreams came true and having this number one album in Ireland, but I had no money to pay my bills. I had bailiffs coming after me, and it was very serious and scary and isolating time for me. So I wanted to do something about it and make sure that doesn't happen to any other artist or musician. And so, you know, the best way to do that is by talking about it and, you know, shattering the illusion that a lot of people have that there's an awful lot of money in music, because I've learned sort of, I suppose, the hard way, but also I've had a lot of good times as well, that that's not necessarily always true. Yes, some artists do very well from music, but it's by all means not all, particularly now more than ever.
And I think it's important as well to talk about those things, because I think a lot of the time people don't. So to kind of make people aware, as you said, as to what the pitfalls can be as well, is important.
Absolutely. And I mean, they're all mistakes essentially that I've made over the years. But I, you know, signed a record deal when I was 18. I had no idea what I was getting into. And, you know, a lot of artists are put in that position when they're very young. And one thing I've noticed is just in talking about it, this is so common in the music industry. I got off lightly, and I say that lightly, but yeah, I like a lot of artists have had even worse times. And if you think of, you know, even some of the most famous artists in the world, they have struggled being an artist and doing that as a career. And I think, yeah, talking about it is one of the only ways we can help change that in order to, you know, hopefully make some changes within the industry that support the people who actually make the product and the music that we all love and listen to.
It might not be a one answered question, but how can that be made better?
Well, so there's lots of positive changes happening. One of the first things I would say is like this, you know, the streaming model has definitely had an impact on, you know, the value of music. We all listen to music for free now, basically. And yes, some money does get back to the artist, but it's nowhere near as much as, you know, buying a song like you used to do 10 years ago. So that would be one sort of model that could perhaps change to help artists. Also, governments can step in. I know in Ireland we have the universal basic income sort of thing that's been trialled.
Yeah.
With 2,000 artists of all kinds have been awarded that to develop their art. And I think that could be something down the line. More arts council grants in general, record labels and publishers, maybe regulating them slightly so artists have, you know, better terms, better shares. There's lots that can be done. And also just, you know, always looking inwards and towards our own country. Irish radio could definitely play more Irish music, 50% Irish music. You know, in France they play 30% French music. So that could be another thing that could change that would really help just within our own country.
Yeah.
Irish artists thrive, really, because we are a very, very talented country punching above our weight on the international stage. And I'd love to see the government and the population as a whole support that, and for that to be financially supported. So yes, not one answer.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Yeah, and I think it is getting better. I think we are getting better at supporting our own as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that you can be seen with the likes of Niall Horan and Dermot Kennedy, Hozier, all these massive artists. I'd love to see that being representative of a whole, like independent. Yeah. They're all obviously big, big artists playing on the international stage. But within Ireland, we have so many excellent musicians and artists in all these towns, all these cities that, you know, are independent and they don't necessarily get the same airtime. So there's a lot that can be done. But yes, we are definitely punching above our weight in terms of, you know, how many people we have and on the world stage, how many artists are breaking through internationally.
It's brilliant. And you're also going to be taking your own new music on the road.
I am. Yeah, I'm going to do my first solo sort of acoustic shows. It's just to kind of dip in my toe in the water because, you know, I've done a lot of gigs and I'm nervous, to be honest, to do it all on my own. So I didn't want to kind of overdo anything. So I'm doing three shows in Ireland. I'm playing in Dublin on the 21st of April at the Workman's Club. And I'm really, really, really excited for that. I'm also playing in Limerick and in Wexford as well around the same time.
Excellent. If anyone fancies a road trip.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Wexford's always a good gig. Well, it always has been a good gig for me in the past. And Limerick, I'm playing in Dolan's, which is a beautiful venue. So yeah, if you do fancy the road trip, maybe jump on the bus.
How can people keep up to date with everything you're doing?
So I'm on Instagram, quite active on there. Also do a bit of TikTok. And yeah, I release episodes of this podcast weekly with a friend of mine who's a young artist called Finan. Or Finscalta is his artist name. And yeah, we talk weekly about stuff that's happening in the music industry and also about my life and his life. Also, yeah, I have a mailing list. People can sign up to there and there's all the information about gigs, new music, music videos, all the rest of it. And you'd find that just on my Instagram or alfiehudsontaylor.com.
Brilliant. And the podcast is How to Break an Artist if anyone wants to check it out. Alfie Hudson-Taylor, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much, Louise. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.